Today's daf is Trumas Daf Tes, and we are on Ches Mabez. Today's one of those dafim that we could spend a long time on, because the Gemara brings up many different mitzvahs, and we could talk all about those mitzvahs, but we'll do our best to try to touch on as many of them as we can. So we are on Ches Mabez in Maseches Trumos, where the Gemara is talking about a katan. A katan, we know there's been a lot of talk about a katan here in this first parak. We had the three different opinions in the Mishnah on Daf Aleph, relating to the status of a katan and hafrashas truma. We had the Tanakama who said a katan is excluded. A katan cannot be mafresh truma. We had Rabbi Huda who said he can, as long as he has das. And then we had Rabbi Yossi who said he can if he is a year before bar or bat mitzvah. Right, a year before onas hanadar. So Gemara went into, okay, what about a katan doing a lot of other things? What about a katan being makdish an animal? So he said, oh, maybe an animal that he's involved in, an olin, a shlamim, but not one that he is obligated to bring like a chatas, because a katan never has any obligation. What about the carbon of zava and saras? So there's no, again, obligation of a katan to ever bring a carbon, but maybe he's in the parsha, he becomes tameh with ziv and saras, where it says, okay, yes, he can get out of it, so to speak. And we mentioned from the Ras Sirlio, Durachera, Darche Noam. Then we said, what about can a katan be a shliach for a gadol? Right, because he's in the parsha, and a gadol who's a zav or a mitzvah, right? Can he make the katan a shliach? The katan, maybe the gadol, there's an elderly man who can't make it to the Beis Hamikdash, so he's going to send his grandson, who's a 10-year-old, to bring his carbon of ziva and a bazaar to the Beis Hamikdash. Does that work or not? So we didn't answer that question. But that was the last question we did with yesterday, Chesma Beis. Ma'u sheye asa behen shliach? Can they become a shliach? Me'achashu matami behen hu nasa behen shliach? Since they're in the world of the tumah of Zivan Saras, so then he should be able to become a shliach also. Oh, me'acher, she'eno nasa shliach l'chol advarim, or do we say that because he is excluded in general from shlichus, she'eno nasa ben shliach, then he can't. So that's what we got up to yesterday. So now we're up to the new answer. Hey, Siv Rav Yudin, harei, yesh lo tevel dvar Torah. We know mida oraisa, if a katan owns a field, and he has tevua, that's tevel daraisa. That's tevel daraisa. And he can be mafrish from his own stuff. Right? A katan is, if he is a balasadeh, but eino poter tivlo dvar Torah. But we know, let's say he wants to use some of his stuff to potter somebody else's field, that doesn't work. A katan can't be mafrish for someone else. Vikan, so therefore it must be, avo vishinu matame, hu matame bahen, eino nasa shliach. It must be, even though he can become tameh, and he is Tameh, so but still, he cannot be a Shliach, even though he's included in the Parsha, because he's excluded from Shlichus in general. Okay, fine. What about the Katan and the following five items? Again, each of these have what to discuss, but we'll do our best. Baba Basra, please. Ma'o sheyavi Bikurim. Can a Katan bring Bikurim? Bikurim, we know from the Shivas Haminim, of these grapes or olives, whatever it is that grow. The Gemara, the Mefarshim assume that this is a question within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who just said a couple of lines ago, Rabbi Yochanan who said that a katan can be makdish, but he cannot be toreim. A katan who can give a karban, but he cannot be mafrish. Mishnah and Bikurim. So what about according to him, meaning does Bikurim fit in more to the Zraim related topics or the Kutcher related topics? You think about Bikurim, there are many unique things about Bikurim. We know that Bikurim has to be brought to the base of Mikdash, so it's carbon like. But on the other hand, Bikurim is in your field, so it's like Chubas and Maestras. So which world does Bikurim fit into? It's given to the Kohen, but a Kohen has, right, that's only, it's in the Mikdash. So, and you have to bring it there, and I have mikra bikurim. So, within the world, that's the question, within Rabbi Yochanan, who makes a distinction? According to the shitas that say a katan can't do anything, then he can't bring bikurim either. According to the one who says a katan could do everything, torim and makdish, then fine. But what about the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who just said, right in the middle of the amud, Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu lamandamar eino torim makdish. Right, about five lines down here on Chesma Beis. So according to him, what would you say? What would you say about Bikurim? Which world does Bikurim fit in? So, Kareb Yehuda. So the Gemara says, well, there's a Mishnah in Bikurim. Mishnah in Bikurim discusses Which Kohanim do you give the Bikurim to? The Mishnah tells us in the third parak of Bikurim, which is all about the bringing of Bikurim itself. So the Gemara quotes, do you bring Bikurim and put it down, give it to the Kohanim that are there, or do you put it down by the Mizbeach? So, the Gemara Folda quotes this, the Mishnah. You see Paragimel, Halacha, Mishnah Yudbeis, but it's only at the end of Meseches Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda says, or the Tanakama, Lama amru bikurim benit kenichse kohen, shu kone mehen avadim akarkos, veimetmeya, ubalchom nolam bechofo, you give it to the kohen. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein nosnin osam, ela lechaver bitova. The kohen can't take bikurim, in the normal way, right? The Mara Fulda quotes this, machlokes, and the question is, do you compare bikurim to truma? And then you could give it to him, give it to any kohen you want, and it's similar to trumos. Or do you say that you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and put it down in front of the Mizbeach? So that's the issue. Is it more connected to kachim, or is it more connected to truma? So, kir Reb Yehuda, du amar hukshu l'kachshei ha'gvul. According to Reb Yehuda, who says that it's similar to trumas and maestros, you can give it to whichever kohen you want, so then it's similar to trumas ve'eno maybe. And like we just said, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you can't be mafresh truma, kohen can't be mafresh truma, so too, he can't be mafresh bikurim. Karabanan du amrin hukshu v'kachei mikdash maybe. But according to the Rabbanan, who say that it's more similar in this halacha to karbanos, so then he also would be able to bring Bikurim. Right? That's the way that the Machlokas is understood by the Rochad Kidievsky and the Mara Fulda and others. Bikurim, as we have mentioned, is unique, as we just said, in terms of how it's compared. In some halachas, it's compared to the Kachim, and some halachas is compared to the other mitzvahs atluyas baretz. Remember, we even had a Tosfos in Maseches Bava Basra that wondered whether Bikurim is even considered a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. Remember the Gemara there on Daf Pei Aleph in the Bavli and Baba Basra? The Gemara required a pasuk to teach me that Bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, why would you need a pasuk for that? You don't need a separate pasuk for Truma and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni and every mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. No, the rule is, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, call mitzvah shu tliya ba'aretz, you don't know, I get la ba'aretz. So what do you need a pasuk for Bikurim? So remember, they are toast at 2 days. Toast at 2 days. Well, it's in the same pasuk in the Torah as Basa B'chalav. So just like Basa B'chalav is everywhere, so too, Bikurim is everywhere. So that's what you might have thought. And the other daya is that Ula Rashba Nira, Tosas quoted by Basra Pei Aleph, Delo Chashivi Bikurim Mitzvah Tliya Ba'aretz. Delo Dami L'Truma U'Maiser V'Chala. Dehasam Gufa Peiros B'Chuyavim B'Truma. De Tevel Ninhu, the Asurin Bachila. By the others, Trumas and Maisers and Chala, we have to take the, we mafresh those today. Right? We throw it out. We burn it. But we're mafresh that today. Why? Because without being mafresh those, it's Tevel. And you need to be mafresh, Truma and Maiser and Chala. Bikur, we don't do Bikurim nowadays. Well, how can we not do Bikurim? Right? The answer is Bikurim doesn't prevent or fix Tevel. Even with Bikurim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Once you're mafresh Bikurim, it has the status of Truma and Yisrael can't eat it, but you don't have to be mafresh Bikurim. It doesn't make the rest of the field Tevel if you don't. So therefore you see it's different. And I'll add also, as has been pointed out, Bikurim is the only one that you designate before it grows. Trumas and Maestros, you have to wait till after Gemar Malacha, after everything's finished in the field and you made your pile. Bikurim, right when it starts growing, boom, you put a little ribbon on it. See, it's different. It's different in the process. So that's why you would have thought it's a different than other mitzvot satulias baretz. Bikurim tosus is lashon in this daya. Ein achi of tali beperos, ela ba'adam, de'ein esaren ba'achila. So it's a mitzvah sagavra. Is not as much on the tevua like all the other mitzvos. Avo pishlo hivish man bikurim. Right? So, therefore, those are the two days in Tosfos why you would have had a havamina that it applies in chutz laretz, kamashbal, and it doesn't. So, what's the kamashbal on? Is the kamashbal on? Yeah, you're right. It's not a mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz. but it's still knowing only by Eretz Yisrael. Or even though there are differences, it's still a mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz. Right? 2 days in Tosfos, we spoke about this mitzvah relate to the two girsos in the Mishnah and Kalim in the first parak, whether Bikurim is in there or not, but we'll leave that for now. This is a little bit about Bikurim. So whether a kaddish can bring Bikurim, and the Gemara said it's tali, whether Bikurim is more compared to Truma or compared to Kachim. Next question. Maoshi Avi Chagiga. Could a katan bring a carbon chagiga? We mentioned yesterday the mitzvah of aliyah l'ragel, so there's a chiyuv that a every Jew who goes up to the Beis HaMikdash brings olas re'i and the shalmei chagiga. But a katan, again, is not mechuyiv in anything. So can he bring chagiga? Me'achar shu cho va'eno mevi, since it's in the world of obligatory karbanos that he does not bring, because he's not included in any chiyuv. Oh, me'achar shehu mishanehu l'shem shlamim. Or do we say, because a chagiga at root, there are a number of karbanos that are at root carbon shlamims. They might have specific halachas, like a chagiga you have to bring on the one of the days of Yontif. Shlamim you can bring any day, but at root it's a shlamim. A carbon tod is a shlamim at root. A carbon pesach is a shlamim at root. Right? They're all meiser behema is a carbon shlamim at root. Right, so all of these are shlamim. So do we say that, well, its real character is chagiga, and therefore you cannot bring it? Or, because you could be mishani, let's say you have a chagiga left over after Pesach, you bring it as a shlamim. Right, so therefore, because it can segue into being a shlamim very easily after Yontif, so then a katan at root is like a shlamim, and therefore a katan would be able to bring it. So maybe, so no answer. That's a question asked. The fact that the Gemara asks all these questions, again, we don't have time to go into this, but if we are learning Maseches Zvachim now, we will, and maybe we should, because there is no Yerushalmi on Zvachim. But each of these are shlamims at root, but the Gemara feels the need to go through each one of them. As if to say, even if one of them might be identified more connected to a shlamim, maybe not this one, maybe not that one. So the Gemara first asks about Chagiga. Now, Ma'o Lahavi Pesach. What about carbon Pesach? Could a katan bring a carbon Pesach? So me'achar shu chov alo yavi. Maybe again, it's not obligatory. The katan doesn't have to do any obligatory mitzvos, so he does not. Or me'achar damar Rav Shimon Lakish b'shem Rav Yudin. Nasiya mevi adam Pesach b'shari mos hashana. What if you had your carbon Pesach before Pesach and you lost it? So you bring another one and then you find it after Pesach. What do you do? Right, shalmei moser pesach is shlamim. So b'shreil shem shlamim mevi. So that's the question about katan. Again, no answer given. There's no, the maskana here is not clear. But if you look in psachim, the maskana is that a katan can bring the karban pesach as long as the pesach is not fully a group of katanim. Right, a katan could be nimne as part of the group. That brings the Karban Pesach, but it can't be fully his Karban. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, we mentioned that the first set of halachas in Sefer Karbanos is Karban Pesach. That might be because historically, that was the first one, right? Or it might be that Karban Pesach somehow, that's the first one we nationally were obligated, or somehow Karban Pesach captures the idea of all Karbanos. We had a Shabbos HaGadol drasha a couple of years ago. Karban Pesach is a little bit of an ola, and it's all totally burned, it's totally roasted, and a little bit of a karban toda, shlamim, a little bit of a chatas, a little bit of each. But the first set of halachas is Karban Pesach. So the Rambam says there in Perek Beis, Ein shochtet es ha-pesach el lemnuyav. Right? Karban Pesach is unique. You cannot shecht it except for the people that are designated for it. Shene emar techosu al asev al amet shein misman in alav shu chai. V'chulu, Ein shochtet es ha-pesach el abisharoi lecho. Ein osin chabura noshim va'avadim o ketanim va'avadim mepnei kalus rosh shati yebeneyem. You don't want to have a levity possible group. Aval osin chabura kula anashim, afilu pesach sheni, o kula avadim. You just can't mix and match them. Vishochetin al haktanim sheyiu bichlal b'nei chabura. Right? Ketanim can be in your chabura. That's the maskana of the Bavli. Lo shetiya chabura kula ketanim she'enan b'nei das. But they can't all be, because they ain't b'nei das. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Where does the Rama get that last line from? He's not bringing it. He's Nimne in the group. Why do you need a Ben Das? So it must be the Meish Lamash Balei Lamute Katan, because maybe you would have said, you know, the Raman works out what the Havamid is. Right? Efshar at the time of Mishum Shabisheino Ben Das ain't Hektesho Hektish. So maybe just being Makdish it, but being in part of it, it goes through the what the Havamid is. Also, question, is this a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? That a Katan can't be, you can't have a whole group of Katanim. The Raman sounds like D'Oraisa. There ain't a bene das. That's a machlokas we shown him. Whether this exclusion, once he's a katan, can be included, do you say he's excluded totally or just not as a group? There is another important Rambam that is discussed, Perek Hey Alacha Zayin. This has been the topic of Bar Mitzvah Drushas. Says the Rambam, what happens? Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. We know the relationship that Hashem will have to talk about in Maseches Pesachim. A ger that becomes Jewish between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So we know there's a whole relationship between Pesach Sheni is just a hashlama of Pesach Rishon. So, for example, if a goy becomes Jewish in the afternoon, right, does he have to make up shachris? Because now it's mincha time. He didn't have a shachris. We could do two minchas. No, because he was not mechuyev. So what about a katan? What about a katan shenis gadel between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? What about a ger shenis gayer between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? The Rambam says they're chayev to do Pesach Sheni. They're chayev, which means there's some type of independence. But he puts ger and go and a katan together, and then the Rambam says v'im shachtu olav barishon putter. If they shechted for the guy, right? Is the Rambam also talking about guy or just katan? And even if he's talking about katan, right, this is an unbelievable Rambam, right? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Ikel HaMeitach, Atu Katan Bar Chiyuva Upiturahi. What is he talking about? So he goes to Mari Kirkus, Tekiva Derachmana Rabbi LeKatan Sheichtu Alav Umanen. Well, we know a Katan can be included. We just learned it. A Katan can be included, so if he's included, he must not be totally Mufka from the idea of Korban Pesach. Say, so if he did it on the first one, he's Yotze. And even though he was Neskadel in between, he was Yotze. He was Yotze. Right, this relates to the Siras Omer, if he counted, but he's not totally Mufka. This is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, on that Rambam, in the Grach Al HaRambam, he discusses this, this, and you see from the Rambam, it's different than, let's say, if a Katan, I don't know if it would come up, but if, let's say a Shota. If a Shota, right, somebody eats matzah while they're not mentally there, and then they come out of it, they have to eat matzah again. They were not yotze during the matzah that they ate, b'shas shtus. So, but when he's a katan, he is yotze. So the Rambam says it must be that shiny Pesach mi matzah. To Pesach, besides Pesach, besides the idea of a personal chiyah to be makar of the karban, there's an idea that your karban Pesach shall be eaten by you. But your Pesach shall be eaten, and the katan can be included in that. Focus on the chefsa shal karban, even though he's not included in the chobas agavra, because a katan is not included in any. So that's the, even though if he didn't bring the Pesach that he had after the Pesach Sheni. But interesting, is he included in Goy also? That would be even more of a chiddush. But that's the Reb Chaim. You can look here in the Reb Chaim al ha Rambam. Harishaber Pesach Rambam. The Katan Shekriyav Olav Perisha Pesach Sheni. Af in Neima Deleka Pesach Shekriyav Olav Din Kiyam Mitzvah Klal. Even though he doesn't get a mitzvah, Midaraisa. Bikal Makom Me'akar Shehikri Mi'as HaPesach. V'Kiyam Din Akravaso Shuv Ein Olav Chod Chovas HaPesach. Kiyam the Kiyam Mi'a Din Asiyaso. Vashekin Matzah Din Bachilasa Shum Chalos Din Milvad Kiyam HaMitzvah. Matzah is just about the Chovas HaGavra. It's not about the matzah shall be eaten. And therefore, there's a difference between the two. Okay, there's a lot more there by Katan, but we move on. So we spoke about Bikurim, we spoke about Chagiga, we spoke about Pesach. Next. Because again, Pesach at root is also a Shlamim. What about the next halacha? Where are we? Maushi Yavi Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema. Right? Every ten sheep, you put it through the fence. That also at root is a Shlamim. This is the Mefarshim explain, according to Remeir, that a katan cannot be torim and a katan cannot be maaser. So now Meiser Behema. So Meiser Behema is another one on the fringe. It's a karban. but it's called Miser Behema. Is it connected to the other Misers in some way? Or is it a carbon? So which world is it in? So again, that's what's behind this line here. The Indias by Rabbi Meir, Mikol Masra Seichem. If Rabbi Meir holds, as we just said, this conscience within Rabbi Meir, Hukshu Maestro Zelazel, we compare the Maestros to each other, Kishem She'eno Ma'asir Dagon, just like a child, according to Rabbi Meir, right? Tanakam of our Mishnah, excluded, right? Any katan, just like he can't be Ma'asir, he can't be Torah, he can't be Maeser. Kacheno, maybe Maeser Behema. So too, Maeser Behema is excluded, right? Because he's excluded from all Miser, right? So it's amazing. Miser, according to this day, right, it might be more chamor than other karbanos. There's a nitziv, a member of Schechter pointed out this nitziv, like, I heard it from him 25 years ago, but if you look, it's in the Harchev Davar at the end of Chukosai, where he talks about that there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that even though in the Torah it's not clear what to do with Miser Behema, it just says it's Kodesh, so we paskin, it's a Yisrael. It's not a Matnas Kahuna. A Yisrael brings it to the base of Mikdash and gives it as a carbon and he can eat it. But it's a Padak Divrei Hayamim that maybe there's a Chachil, let's give it to the Kohen also. Give it to the Kohen, just like the other Maestros to give away, but maybe like Maestro Sheni you keep. But there's an Etziv like that based on a Padak Divrei Hayamim. Okay, we continue. Mao Lasos Temura. Oh, so much here. Can a child affect Temura? Remember the substitution. There's a carbon there, and a child says, I don't want this A to be a carbon. I want B to be a carbon. We know what's the halacha. Number one, that's an avera. Number two, they're both carbonos. And there's a mitzvah to treat them via hu smuraso yiakodesh. So, could a child affect that tmura? So again, within Rabbi Meir. In sava Rabbi Meir hukshu kol ha-maiser zelazeh. So we're going to add on another step. If Rabbi Meir holds that you can't compare all Maisers to each other, Kishem She'eno Mevi Maiser Dagon, Kachinim Mevi Maiser Behema, as we just said. But now we're going to add on another one. Why? Because where is Temura mentioned in the end of Chukosai? In the Parsha of Maiser Behema. So, Kishem She'eno Mevi Maiser Behema, Kachinim Mevi, Eniosa Temuraso. So we compare Maiser Rishon to Maiser Behema to Temura. And therefore, he is excluded. Again, against the Bavli, the first daf in Temura, says a katan can affect Temura. Can affect Temura. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. The Yisbar, does Rabbi Meir hold like Karebi Shimon? Right? Because Rabbi Shimon compares Temura. We know Temura doesn't only apply to Maeser Behema. Temura applies to all karbanos. So once you say a katan can't do Temura by Maeser Behema, maybe he's really saying that he can't do it by any. Right, to Rabbi Shimon, Amar Maeser Behema li made, I'll call a kachim to Tmura. Maeser Behema, it says Tmura by Maeser Behema to teach me by all karbanos. Kishem she'eno mevi, again we read brackets. Kishem she'eno mevi Maeser Dagon, kacheno mevi Maeser Behema. Ukishem she'eno mevi Maeser Behema, kacheno is a Tmura. And now we added an extra one. Kishem she'eno meimer bo, just like there's no Tmura, a kata cannot affect Tmura by it Maeser Behema, kacheno meimer bechol hakachim. Right, so this is all, another step in the limudim. Again, Temura itself is a great limud. The lumdis, one of the questions in lumdis being, is that second hakdasha, right? I say carbon H, I want to give carbon B instead of carbon A. So now carbon B is also kadosh. Is that a new maisa hakdasha? Subject to all the rules of Hakdasha, or that somehow is stretching the Kedusha of the first Hakdasha and expanding it. But it's not something new. There is an amazing Rambam that's much discussed by the Achronim. Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch says that if somebody violates by Temura, both Karbanos, both animals, Shin Nun Beis, both animals have Kedusha, and if somebody violates after he commits Temura, which is one Avera, and then he's not Nohe Kedusha by the animals in front of him, right, by the first or the second, he's Mevatel the Aseh of Ahayahu Smaraso Yekodesh. So I ask all the Achronim, wait a minute. The Chinuch says that either one, if he's not Nohe Kedusha, even by the first original animal, he's going to violate Ahayahu Smaraso Yekodesh. But that animal was Kedusha already. That has nothing to do with the Temura. What is the Rambam talking about? The Rambam should say, the second one, if you don't treat with Kedusha, you violate the mitzvah, I say, of Temura. The first one is, Kitakoi Koi. It sounds like from the Chinuch that something happens even to the first animal. The first animal, also achieve some other type of Kedusha, the Sfas Emes, wonders in Tmura. He says, Davar racho klomar, sha'af bibehema harishona, nitosaf iser chadash shel Tmura. What about the first animal? First animal has always been the first animal. It has Kedusha. Why should the chinuch say that something happened? So it's Achronim say that. Achiezer talks about this. He says, even though I don't fully understand it, it must be that really, when you're Mamer, remember, I want to make animal A into animal B, the Kedusha. Really, at root, animal A loses its Kedusha. It loses it, because just like you want to be Mechal, you want to switch. But the Chiddush of the Torah is, they're both Kadosh. And even the first one has a new Kedusha. And it flows from the Maisa Tmura, not from the original Hadasha. But he says, this is a Dover Zar Lomar Kane. He says, this is what the Svara for the Chinuch seems to be, but it's something that, you know, would be a Chiddush. Unless you just say that the Dvar Avram talks about that without the Gzeres HaKasav, the Chilo would work, and that's why the Gzeres HaKasav makes the Kedusha stay, even though it shouldn't have stayed, and that's enough to say that if you violate it, you're going to get a separate Avera. Bittel Asay. Either way, Tmura is a fun topic. A lot of lumdus in Tmura. I remember the Rambam at the end of Tmura. The Rambam ends off Hilchas Tmura. That's the end of Sefer Karbanos, where the Rambam says, "What's the problem with Tmura? I have an animal. I have a lean animal, and all of a sudden I want to give a big, fat, bigger animal. So I want to switch it. Why is that so difficult?" So the Rambam says the Torah knows the Yetzirah of a person. Oh, in that circumstance, maybe you want to switch. But in general, we want to do good things. And then a month later, a week later, a day later, I don't have to really want to do that. I'm no doubt stuck in shul. And then that's a little high. Did I really want to give that? We're always going to be regret a little bit. So the Torah says you can't regret. You gave a carbon, that's it. Right? Low plug. Right? Even if this one happens to be a bigger carbon. Right? The Torah, Yorda Torah Lasov Daito Shaladam. Right? That's an important lashon there. At the end of Tmura, which we'll read if we have time a little later. Okay, we continue now. Next, Mahu Shiuchayovin Al Kacha Mibachutz. So the Mara Folde explains, according to the opinion that says a Katan's Hakdasha works, the question is basically, is that a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabanan? Does the Katan's Karban have the status Midaraisa of for Shchute Chutz? If I shecht it out to the base of Mikdash, I'm going to be Chai of Kares or not? Machlokas. Kahana Amar Ein Chayav and Al Kashim Yibachutz. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Ein Chayav and Al Kashim Yibachutz. Machlokas, whether it's Daraisa or not. Kahana said, you're not. It's only Drabanan. Says the Gemara, Vahadat the Kahana, Pliga Drab Yuda. This Kahana seems to be arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chai Kadevsky assumes it makes more sense to say this is referring to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said, any katan could be mafresh. Rabbi Yossi was the one that said just the year before. So the context, we seem to be talking about this whole Gemara, the year before, could a katan be, do all these things? So he thinks the Girsa should be Rabbi Yossi. So does he argue? Because in our Mishnah, it seems like it's in the Daraisa. Let's read it like according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, poter tivlo dvar Torah. Because Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Yehuda, if it's before age 12, he can be mafresh, we said before, his own truma. Pasha, that sounds like a Daraisa. It sounds like it's on a level of Daraisa, he can be Mafresh Truma. His field is Tevel Daraisa, so the Truma should be Daraisa. V'temer Achein, and you, Kahana, say that the carbon is only Darabanan? Answer, Kemanda Amar, Me'alein, Kiblo Alein, Asamaisris. It must be that Kahana understands, like the opinion, we had this line, if you remember, back in Shvius. It must be, he understands that today, all the Kedushas Aretz is Darabanan. So if the all Kedusha is Darabanan, so the Katan's Hafarash is also Darabanan. That's how Kahana must understand these days in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. So if it's all Darabanan, so that's what you could say. Karbanos are also only have the status Mi Darabanan. Okay, says the Mishnah. Second Mishnah in Maseches Trumas. Here we go. Took us 10 daf to get here, but here we go. Ein Tarmin, now we get to some details. What the Masechta is about. In Tarmin Zeisim Al Hashem and Vol Anavim Al Hayayin. I'm not allowed to give olives as truma to poter oil or grapes for wine. Right? And this isn't just one for the other. That's maybe obvious. But Amar Afulda says, let's say I have oil and olives. So I want to give olives to poter both of them. It's going to patch the olives, but could it also patch the oil? So the Mishnah says no, it does not. What if I did it anyway? What if I did it anyway? I gave olives to the Kohen, and I had in mind it should be work for my olives and oil. I gave grapes to the Kohen, and I had in mind it should work for my grapes and wine. V'im tarmu machlokas. Beishamei omrim shumas atzman bahen. Beishamei says, it works, let's say the olives work for the olives, but not for the oil. So now, you're stuck. Because these olives that you gave, only what's keneged the olives works. The rest of it is tevel. Right? The rest of it didn't work. So now you have mixed up in here, I'm sorry, right? I shouldn't say tevel, maybe it's chulin, but it's medume, because some of it's truma, some of it's chulin, so it's medume, and therefore it is not going to be mesukan for a Yisrael. But the point of Beishamai is that it worked partially. It worked, the olives truma part worked to pater the olives part. Just connected the oil, it didn't. Ubeis hilal omrim, ein trumas on truma. Beishamai says nothing works. Nothing works. If this is a din d'rabbanan, this gets into the issue of d'rabbanans affecting d'araisas, but the yisod seems to be, as we'll see later, any hafrasha of truma that will automatically be meduma is not truma. And therefore the whole thing doesn't work. So we'll see that svar b'ezrim a little bit later. But the Gemara says, what do you see from Beis Hillel? It doesn't work. But one second, Tamatanina, we learned in 4 days from now, we learn on Daf Yud Gimel, you're not allowed to be mafresh something from something that already was finished processing to something that wasn't, and vice versa. And vice versa. And the Mishnah says, and if you did it, it works for the Eved. If you did it, it works. Right, vim tarmu, trumas, and truma. So over there, it works for the Eved, so why doesn't it work here? Right, olives are like a davar shalo nigra malachto. Oil is nigra malachto. Right, so why over there on Daf Yud Gimel it works for the Eved, and here Beis Hillel says it does not work. The Koat Amar Hachin Amar Rabbi Ila B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan B'Pnei Gezel Hashevet. You know why it doesn't work? Because you're stealing from the Kohanim. What does that mean? Gezel Hashevet Ma'o B'Pnei Gezel Hashevet Amar Rabbi Chananya B'Pnei Atorach. It's a big pain to make oil from olives. Now, we don't want to be Matriach the Kohanim so much. They're going to have to work hard to do that. So that's why here we say it's Ma'akev. It's ma'akev. You gave him the olives? No. No good. Take it back and make it into oil. So the Gemara says, what? It's so easy over there? That's talking about grain. Hagatz b'cha. Shoyses se'ores shel orez. You have ears of rice, right? That's also a lot of tircha to make that into flour. So, nachas ruach ula adam lios kodesh kalshu. No, the Kohanim will be okay crushing it a little bit. They like to get some energy out also. You know, it's noach la adam. So Gemara says, Hagat b'chashayisa shibolim. What if you have tons of ears of grain? Well, that's easy. That's easy to make it the flour. Why should there be a difference between, that's also plenty of tircha. Gemara, I don't know. Ad kan kashir Chananya. These are the kashas that Rabbi Chananya asked, or Rabbi Chananya was bothered by, because he gave the answer before, and there is no answer to that question. So we end up really not answering the difference between Daf Tes and Daf Yud Gimel. Why Daf Tes, but the oil and the grapes, why that is not, according to Beis Hillel, that's not a Truma B'di'eved, while over there, it is. Okay? There's a lot here. We did what we can. Okay, for now.